Hi, I'm Jeff Heisner with the Michigan District, and welcome to the podcast. Today, we're talking to pastors Brian Schindel and Brian Varblo. Pastor Schindel is at Cross and Resurrection in Ypsilanti, and Brian Varblo at St. Mark in Brooklyn. Pastors, I want to thank you guys both so much for joining us and talking a little bit about collaboration and what's going on between St. Mark and Cross and Resurrection.
It's good to be here. Yeah, it's good to be here.
So talk a little bit about the partnership that you both have going on right now.
If it's okay, I could give some history as to how we got here. I think about 4 years ago now, Pastor Varblo, who is now a pastor, he was at Cross and Resurrection and serving as an elder. And I got sick, and so he did a bunch of preaching, and everybody liked the preaching, and he felt the call back to ministry. He'd gone to Concordia earlier, and so we were asking for an opportunity someplace, since we're a small church at Eastern Michigan University. We were asking for opportunities for him that would work for him to be in the SMP program, and then we could work together. And Rob Casper helped us. Dr. Casper helped us looked at different opportunities, and it worked out really amazingly that we were able to work with St. Mark's in Brooklyn, because where Brian and I both live, it was a perfect location for us to work at. And now Varblo has actually moved closer to the church, which is even more amazing. And so we entered into a partnership. We call it a shared ministry. And I became the senior pastor there. And we put then Vicar Varblo into the SMP program. And as of this summer, he's now a pastor with the SMP program. And we're seeing amazing things happening at St. Mark's. I think it's a wonderful experience. Every time I go out once a month, and I also go out for council meetings, men's groups, different things, and I'm always impressed by what God is doing there at a church that, you know, prior to this had struggled with interims and vacancies for almost 10 years. So they'd gone through a hard time trying to find relationships with other churches and different things. And it's just been a remarkable gift to have this relationship.
That's awesome. And Pastor Varblo, what was it like for you going from elder and then kind of jumping in and trying to somewhat fill those shoes? What was that like?
Yeah. So as Pastor Schindel had alluded to there, a number of years ago, back 2004 to 2007, I had gone through the MDiv program at Concordia Seminary, St. Louis. I got through my vicarage year, passed my vicarage, but at that point decided not to go back my fourth year. So it had been kind of something that had been, in the background for a number of years. And then a few years ago, then when I had felt that call back into that direction of ministry, and that's when, like Pastor Schindel talked about, we looked at, you know, is there a path for that would involve me being able to move back into that and working with the district and the seminary, and the SMP program is what worked well for that. Mm-hmm. And so once that opportunity came up with St. Mark's, then I was able to kind of step in and jump in with both feet. And then together between me and Pastor Schindel, really working with the congregation. And it's been a blessing for everyone involved. The congregation here had, you know, I'd say been in a period of a lot of uncertainty and doubt and just kind of not knowing what the future looked like. So in working together and coming together between the two congregations, it's been a lot of renewed hope, renewed energy. And for me and my family, it's been absolutely amazing to be here. The people here love on us continually, and it's really been a great time over these past few years as we've moved into this ministry direction.
Oh, that's really cool. And what's it like kind of having that relationship beforehand and it was different, and now just kind of how has that been, and what's it felt like for you guys?
Well, I like the fact that I, you know, really love Brian and Amanda and their family. So the fact that he can be in ministry and he can watch the work that they do at St. Mark's, it's just, like I said, I've just found it amazing. I I love going out there. I love the enthusiasm and the encouraged, you know, the way people are encouraged and looking towards the future. There's going to be a whole family baptized here, not what, in November, I think.
So yeah, fairly early November.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just, it's been a remarkable experience. And Cross and Resurrection, we, you know, we continue to see growth in the university ministry and stuff. And so it's kind of cool. For me, it worked out really well because as a college ministry, our biggest months are when people out at Irish Hills, you know, a lot of them have lake houses, they go south. So it's a different type of, so we do Vacation Bible School and different things at St. Mark's, which works well when the university's closed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's an opportunity for us to be, it's very, I always thought it was kind of cool because you always look for things that are complementary, you know, that work well with both churches, and this works well.
Yeah, yeah, it really is that the two congregations in a lot of ways are, I guess you could say, opposites, in that one is a college ministry, a lot of young families also there, and then out at St. Mark's, we're in a resort area and an area where it's a lot of retired people with lake houses. And so the busy seasons are opposites. And even, you know, in terms of worship style and everything, Cross and Resurrection, it's more kind of contemporary in style most of the time. And St. Mark's is more traditional. So it's been amazing to see these two churches that, you know, have a lot of things that are different, but really complement each other well. And they're both really excited about working together.
That's cool. So before we get back to partnerships, I want to talk a little bit about getting the chance to raise up someone in the laity and the importance of that, and kind of getting the chance to do that and see the fruits that it's paid, that have paid off because of that. How cool is that?
I think it's wonderful. Brian is my fifth Delta SMP. So I've been through quite a few, and EIIT, mm-hmm. And just, I think it's wonderful when you get to see people with gifts be encouraged and educated and moved on and able to serve. I look back at my Delta student who's still doing work, even though he's retired now. Our deaconess, she's over at ULC doing a great job with the international students. And then to see Brian, you know, doing the work out at St. Mark's. And it's just, it's very, I don't know. I think every pastor should be excited about raising up people and seeing them do wonderful things.
Go ahead, Brian, from your perspective, Pastor Barblow.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was just going to say, you know, since I had been at Cross and Resurrection, you know, from that time when I left seminary up until now, when I came out to St. Mark's and served as an elder there, I got to be witness to a lot of that in terms of people who were raised up and went through some of these distance programs and just how great it is for a congregation when you see that happening. You see the people being raised up and sometimes they start serving your congregation and then other opportunities arise where, you know, based on their gifts and their passions, we would gladly send them to these other places where they can serve the Lord's church, even though, you know, we'd raised them up and helped get them trained. We're always overjoyed to send them out into the mission field.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. So you guys are doing that work together, Cross and Res and St. Mark, but now you're expanding and reaching out and also doing some work inside Faith Ypsilanti as well, correct? Why don't you tell us a little bit about that ministry and how it got started?
Yeah, Faith Ypsilanti has been on my heart for many years, only because they are served by a really good pastor, Pastor Dr. Waddell. He teaches at a seminary in Detroit, but lives in Jackson. So it's kind of, it's a lot of, you probably understand this, Jeff, a lot of driving.
I can sympathize. Yes, absolutely.
And so, you know, it's hard. It's just, it's really difficult as we saw with St. Mark's being served a long time by someone that had to drive out and everything. You don't get the type of traction that you need to be a solid church in the community, you know. And so they were basically having services on Sunday and Bible study on Sunday, but they allowed us praise be to God, to use the building to try to reach the community. And so we're collaborating with Faith Lutheran, you know, because they're providing the building, but also with Hope Clinic, which is a great ministry here in Ypsilanti and Arbor, and then Peace Neighborhoods, hopefully, as they're moving into Ypsilanti. So we're trying to find ways to connect with the community. And where Brian comes, Pastor Varblo comes in, is that when we moved to work at St. Mark's, we were blessed to have a deacon, Mike McCain, and his wife, Cindy, who is the administrative assistant. And Mike and Cindy are from Ypsilanti. They moved out to the Irish Hills when they retired, but they have family and they wanted to serve. And Mike's passion has always been, like, they do a diaper closet out at St. Mark's and work with the food bank. And he has a passion for reaching people. He went to Family of God and helped and wanted to go up to Flint and help. And so we were able to facilitate him moving to Ypsilanti, back to his hometown, and to serve as the lead person for the Love Ypsilanti mission, which the district has just graciously granted us money to get that started. So we're very excited about that. And Brian Varblo, being a now pastor and, you know, moving forward, and his wife Amanda and so many others have been, you know, supportive of this idea of seeing where Mike's passion is and saying, can we find a way that he could have this last, like, he says he feels he's got 10 years of ministry left. Could he do it, you know, in an area that he loves and that he's passionate about? Could he work in that area? And so we're trying to, again, find a, you know, connect people with their gifts and their passions so that they really get a chance to live out that vocation. And so he's moved up to Cross and Resurrection, and he'll be at Faith this week, this Sunday, you know, trying to connect with people and find ways to connect them to the ministry. So we're excited about this.
Cool. Explain a little bit about kind of the neighborhood around there. And if, correct me if I'm wrong, that's on the east side of Ypsilanti, right? And
that's correct. Yeah.
What kind of ministries, what are we doing there with the Love Ypsilanti? Yeah.
Well, originally that church was in Willow Run, when Willow Run was where they built bombers and everything. And a lot of people moved there to work in the Ford and then GM plant. And it's got a lot of nice little starter homes and a lot of Section 8 housing, a lot of people that I would call, they have a term for it, Alice, and I'm not even sure what the words mean. Basically working folks that make one minimum wage, but still have a struggle.
Okay.
And so we're actually going to Messiah Midland. We're taking a group of, I think it's going to be five or six of us that are going on Tuesday to Messiah Midland to see what they do with their ministry there, because they serve that population. I don't know, it's called the Beyond the Breakwater, I think, the conference that they put on it. So we're actually going there, Mike and Cindy, myself, and then two others. And so our plan is to, you know, try to not, you know, we can't be Messiah Midland, but they are surrounded by acreage in this very poor part of Ypsilanti. And we just feel like we could find ways to not only help out, but, you know, give them a hand out, but a hand up. And we're going to work on that with the Love Ypsilanti mission.
Yeah, that's really cool. And I got to tell you right now, you're going to love what you see out there, what Pastor Dorner and the whole crew at Messiah Midland are doing. It's really cool. So I will guarantee it'll light a fire under you. So,
well, we're excited
to help check it out.
Again, if we hadn't worked with Pastor Varblo wanting to go and do the SMP and us going out to St. Mark's, and Mike and Cindy would have continued to work there because they're faithful servants, we would have never had this opportunity to find a way to, again, that complementary, find the person with a gift and a passion and then plug them into a ministry, which I think is going to be beneficial for our church in the Ann Arbor area. I'm the circuit visitor, and I think Ann Arbor is going to benefit from us having a ministry that we're going to see how we can impact people that need the Lord, need Jesus, but also just need a hand up, you know, and we're going to be able to provide that. And I agree with you. I've only heard good things about what they do in Midland. So I'm excited to see how our group can be impacted.
Yeah. And I would say, you know, for the congregation at St. Mark's, it's been amazing, because a few years ago, when Cross and Resurrection had come alongside St. Mark's to work together, and when I had come out here to start serving, and that was, you know, a blessing for them and for me. But now to be able to see Mike and Cindy moving over to do ministry in Ypsilanti, this is a congregation that had had someone come alongside them, and now they are becoming a sending congregation, where they are sending others out into ministry elsewhere. And that's always something that energizes a congregation and really gets them excited, especially when it's a case where you have, you know, some smaller congregations that maybe on their own, they feel like maybe they are, you know, not doing well or they're struggling, but being able to see that when we have some of these smaller congregations work together, then together, you know, it can be a great thing that they can do in blessing the church at large.
Yeah. At this time, kind of where we're in society, why is it so important for us to band together and work together in ministry?
I've always been, the only time I ever had one church was for a period of about a year and a half at Cross Resurrection. We moved from St. Luke. And I've always believed that by working together, it keeps our focus out versus in. And I really believe, you know, we need to be, the place where we need to be focused is up to the Lord and in with one another, equipping to go out. So I just don't know, you know, and I think when we put congregations together, it's amazing that like we're talking about St. Mark's and Cross Resurrection, they're very different. And yet they, again, I think they're complementary. And when you see that you have something to offer and you can be in this relationship and you have something to offer, it increases your sense of value and worth. And, you know, it's exciting to be a sending church, like Pastor Barbalo said, to be able to be sending out a couple to work in this field. And I, you know, at the chapel, just so you understand it, at EMU, if we were only working by ourselves, but we have now three churches that meet on Sunday there, different churches reaching different people. We have ministries there. We have over, last week, we figure we had over almost 1,600 people through our building in 1 week. And yet, you know, if we were just having service there and we weren't working with other groups, if we didn't have this sense of we need to work together, because then we can say, look at how the Lord is using this one little place to reach out to so many people and to impact lives. You know, if we just did our own thing, it would be really unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think sometimes when we have these smaller congregations, they start working together, there can be some apprehension there because they each have their own identity, their own history. Mm-hmm. And when you start moving into these types of things like shared ministry agreements, there's kind of that worry of, you know, what's going to happen to our identity? Is it that when we join together and working with this other congregation, you know, things are going to change? And, you know, there's a lot of apprehension there. But one of the things that's been great in our situation with St. Mark's and Cross and Resurrection is they both maintained their own identities, but at the same time joined together on this mission of serving the church together, of kind of taking the things that complement each other. And really, you know, it exponentially increases what you can do when you work together in that way.
Yeah, no doubt there are challenges that you're going to face anytime to kind of congregations, entities, whatever it might be, come together, right? But there are so many of those joys that are involved in this as well. And that's one of the cool things. Maybe as you look ahead into the future, what do you see? What are some of the things you'd like to see? Some of those next steps in terms of collaboration and how it might be able to impact the kingdom? Not an easy question.
With the Love Ypsilanti mission, and I think my people would physically hurt me if I suggested that we could do more things. But because Brian's been at those elders meeting, he knows it's a lot, because I tend to be a little visionary and like to keep looking for the new fields. But I think what we recognize is that the church is changing, and that if we don't adapt to these changes, and that you can either go into these collaborative efforts kicking and screaming, or you can go in with the positive attitude. And I think what we would like, Pastor Barbo could probably speak to this better, but like when I go to the Jackson Circuit meeting and they're talking about doing things together, I think that when we have successful collaboration, you know, shared ministries and stuff, we can talk from experience that this is a good thing, rather than going in there kind of like, okay, well, you know, we don't know if this is going to work. because we could do things at circuits to get, you know, combine together to get a youth worker or something. You know, we've talked about these different things, and until you have good experiences, it's hard to get people to look at the bigger picture and say, oh, this could be a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And certainly that idea of, you know, within the circuit, working together on certain things like, you know, a youth group, or even having a called person to do youth ministry within the circuit. You know, it's something where, especially in the area of youth ministry, you kind of need a critical mass of people that are in it. Because if you have two or three teenagers in a congregation, it's not the same as if you're in a youth group that's got, you know, a dozen or 20. So one thing that we have, you know, talked about within our circuit is just, you know, should we start doing something like that, that, again, we're able to work together and do ministry with youth in a way that we wouldn't be able to on our own and individually.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, especially about the youth ministry. Yeah. Pastors, we want to thank you so much. Check the show notes. We've got more information, including details on Cross and Resurrection, along with St. Mark, and some of the great ministries and the cool things that they're doing. For both of you, lifting up people and then sending them out, and then the partnerships that you're involved in, thank you so much for all you do.
I just wanted to mention, Jeff, I just found out this not too long ago that one of our staff is going to be going to Concordia Seminary in St. Louis in the fall. So I'm not too excited because I now have to work on replacing, but at the same time, I'm excited that we've always done these other programs, you know, but now we'll have an actual residential student that's going from our congregation. So we're excited about that too.
Yeah, you're going to have that. They talk about the coaching trees in the NFL where the, you know, Bill Belichick has Nick Saban and then all these other branches. That's going to be you, Pastor Schindel. So that's pretty cool. That's very cool. So thank you for all you do. And also thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yep, thank you.
We also want to thank you, the listener, for making this podcast part of your day. God bless.